the commission for July 9th, 2015 to order. And first item on our agenda, Mayor Croyle.
Well, I think it speaks for itself, and I didn't realize that when I...
Well, we've had some thoughts on that.
But I put that on the agenda. But actually, what I'm needing is I'm working on an economic development project that involves retention of an existing company in the city of Winchester. And it involves a property, and I need authorization from the board. I'll call it Project X. To move forward and have a couple of appraisals on the property so we can have a fair market value for what the property is worth.
And how much money are you requesting?
I don't know what, it's not going to be exorbitant. It'll be local appraisers such as Tartar Realty and a company out of Portland that can do this type of appraisals. It won't be dealing with an Indianapolis type law firm, so I don't have a dollar amount to throw your way on that. But I would think that it will not be that bad. But I don't know what that bad is, so I cannot give you a figure.
So a regular appraise, depending if you're talking under a half an acre in town, usually is around $400. Usually.
You know, what they'll have to do is they'll have to look at the property. They'll have to do comparables and put together something based on that.
If we were to set a ceiling of like $2,500, is that going to more than cover?
I have no idea. I have no idea. Well, let's do this way, because obviously they'll submit a claim. I'm asking that to move forward with the process, and then
that's. Good way to go.
And then I'll talk to the people and try to get a ballpark on what they think the thing is going to run, and then I'll communicate that back to you, and then you can share with the board if as long as it's not a
that work consensus for the board.
Very good.
Okay. Sure. Yes, good.
We will move ahead with that then. Scott.
Last week sometime I received this letter in the mail. I gave you a copy of it. I should have made an extra copy for you, but it's from Brandon Thorndollar. I don't know how many of you have seen this, but have you seen this coming?
Yes.
Have you? Okay. It's a pretty compelling case, I think, for how much good another K-9 unit could do the community in, you know, drugs, crime, you name it. But I think he's really got his work cut out for him, $43,000. Now, I asked Mr. Mayor Croyle to call Ruth Mills and ask her about that 50% match. I'll turn it over to you. Tell them what she had to say.
The question was raised is that with a project like this, would be something that would be doable using the Lilly match that the Community Foundation is offering, where for every $2 you commit, they'll commit a dollar. And I called her and asked her if we would qualify for that, and she said we would. She said the caveat on that is you don't have that established yet by the board. And I said, would you make a presentation to the board at the Community Foundation and see if they would accept this project in with some of the others they've done that? And she indicated that she is going to do that, will do that.
That has been, just for your information, that has been sent out to the foundation board. Just as a discussion item, we'll meet the last Thursday in the month.
Okay.
So
obviously I made Chief Burke aware of this, so it makes if they can raise $12,000 and turn it into $18,000, that makes total sense.
Yeah, and ask everybody to do the donation through
the community
foundation. But you know, I was just thinking if we would wait and see what he raises with this letter, you know, with that 50% match, we could pretty easily help them complete this thing.
I think what he'd want to do is get commitments.
Yeah.
Not the checks, but yeah. Get commitments, because the checks would actually have to be written
to the foundation.
The foundation. Right. So if he can get the commitments and then hold off on writing the checks.
So would this be in our, this qualifies in our ring of money of like streets and improvement? And it's just a question. Yeah. I mean, I know
it's a good question. I think it definitely would be an improvement to our community.
Because I know the education, when the mayor took us out there and all that stuff, they're qualified under the ream of what we have our monies and disperse, you know, and this being a tool, that's what you call it, a tool for fighting crime, you know, would be the same as the tool for them for education. It's just a question.
Well, you know, I think it's a valid question. Would it qualify under fifth law?
I'd have to qualify that, and I can't give you an exact answer on that right now.
Okay. I just don't want us to get in trouble.
No, yeah, I agree. I disagree.
But I agree.
Because I deal with other stuff, too, and I have to be very careful what we donate to.
I think if you wanted to connect it to economic development, it can be connected in a sense to economic development. It's because if you're helping with the crime rate, if you're helping it as a community for a better place to live, I think you could possibly connect it that way, but I'd want to get a ruling on it.
Just to make sure we were right.
Well, who would we ask? Meeks?
No. We'll go through, on this project X we're working on, we're working with a law firm out of Indianapolis that knows TIF upside down and inside out. And of course, our financial, well, you know, he knows a lot, but he doesn't know all the, he would refer to those people. He would feel more comfortable referring to those people. Okay. And there's going to be a discussion over the other project that we're looking at here in that, and during the course of that discussion, when he's already on the clock with us, we can say, what about this?
Okay.
And that's a simple
one. Well, I agree with Jim. I think we ought to have the answer to that before we go any further with it. But it just, you know, I put it in my checkbook and I'm going to make a donation. But then I got to thinking, wait a minute. You know, that's a pretty big number. And we are capable of helping make this happen. So.
The other question along with that, is that something that the city going to look at that also? Not through just the redevelopment fund, but through the city budget.
I asked a question during our, because we're doing our budgets, and I asked a question if, you know, because I knew that they needed another dog, and Chief Burke said, yeah, we're in the process of raising funds, private funds, for this other animal. But what this is a little bit more than just another animal.
Yeah. Well, he says in the letter here, the police department's budget can support the yearly maintenance of an additional canine team. However, the initial cost of the team is more than we can face alone. So that's what, this is kind of a one-time thing, right, the way I'm reading it, and then the police department can support it going forward.
That's the way I read it too, yeah. It's the initial upfront investment that we're seeking assistance for.
The cost of the dog is probably the smallest amount of that.
Yeah.
The dog's $10,000-$12,000. The car is going to be, you have to have a special car to haul that dog around with. There's going to be a cost involved with that. Then you're going to have to train the handler to the dog specification.
Yeah, he's saying dog $6,500 and training $6,500, so yeah, that's a $13,000 dog.
Well, that's one we can put on the agenda for the August meeting. We should have answers from Community Foundation. Okay. We should also have answers on whether it qualifies or not.
That's good. Okay. Yep.
We have J.P. Hall, Indiana Landmarks.
He's not here.
Okay, we can come back if he comes in. then the status update on the Greenville project.
Well, I think everybody's got an idea that there's construction going on in spite of the blessings that we've had from Mother Nature out there. And I have a lot of empathy for the contractors out there trying to guesstimate when they could get in there and when they can work. And then we've ran into a few little hiccups along the way to where maybe there's a pole that I&M's got that somehow didn't get moved during the course of things. It's right in the middle of right-of-way of a turn on a road, but that's supposed to be addressed by tomorrow. I can tell you that for the most part, Frontier has relocated all its fiber along phase one and phase two. So phase one and phase two are clear, I believe, of any, I believe they're clear of any utility encroachments along that corridor. And with the exception of getting that pole moved and one of the Comcast towers, which is also sitting in the middle of the right-of-way move, which are supposed to be moved by tomorrow, everything should be out of the way and work will be progressing on those corridors.
Any other new business? I didn't have anything either, so.
Oh, the Cook Nursery?
Yeah.
Out there at Sims Drive? Did you have a chance to?
They were there.
Oh, okay. I've been on this side all this week and I haven't had a chance.
They were there and sprayed probably about the middle of June or that third week in June. And then they were there on July 3rd pulling the dead ones.
I thought that's, you know, because I said, oh my gosh, you know, it looks brown. I said, man, they should have pulled it out.
They waited for it to get brown and then pulled them on the third. Okay. So they were pulled.
Okay. So I appreciate you. I know it was just, you know, we're all trying to make the town look nice and stuff. And last year, that's what I did. You know, I thought, man, this is a lot. So, but
It was taken care of.
Good.
I think you saw that, didn't you, Mayor? I mean, did anybody else go through there?
I think between you and I, we were burning their phones up there.
I think you're right.
Because started on them, and then there was one time that I had called up there, and they answered it without realizing they were answering. They said, well, it's either Jim Meinerding or the mayor. And then it clicked off, and then I couldn't get back to them. So I went into an immediate case of the Reds. Dealing with that, and then subsequently I followed up and went out there around the 4th of July and saw that they had been pulled.
It was the 3rd that they pulled.
And then have subsequently had further conversations with them that will relate to when we get into the old business on the TIF district. So.
Okay. Well, let's move into the old business on the TIFs. Vision Park.
The only thing that we have was with your request on the sensors on the light. We had received a package of two of them, but we'd used them on two other lights out there, so we've ordered two more to get in there to put on that and get those last two lights to where they're going off during the daytime.
Oh, the sensors?
Yeah.
You think sensors are ordered then, so... And then the 27 East.
Following up on the conversation that I had with Mr. Cook on the what he's done with Sim Center Drive, I asked him based upon the conversations that I've had with our engineers over the Gateway project for where the mulch is, to give me an estimate of what it would cost to go through there and weed it. And I don't know a plant from a weed, and I did get a report. We met council last Monday, and then the following day I was meeting with Catherine Puckett and Kyle, and I can't think of Kyle's last name, and went through there, Kyle Lucan, and they went through the whole thing, and basically their letter, their email stated that they had reviewed the landscape, found that most of the perennials did not resurface this spring, a good amount of the shrubs are dead or dying, and several of the trees may not make it through the summer. And they said, we feel this is due to the fact that the landscape was installed so late in the winter last year, and HWC expressed concern about planting so late on Plant Delivery Day in November of last year, and the landscape contractor assured us the material would be covered under the warranty if it did not survive, and that is noted in the attached PDF notes that were on the site visit. And they did meet with me and then determine a plan of action. And the plan of action was, as I just referred to, is I'm reaching out to, because I wasn't sure exactly what their role would be on that mulched area as to whether they would be weeding it, water. And so it became apparent that that is the city's responsibility. So I have reached out to Cook's Nursery and asked them to give me a guesstimate for going in there, doing weed and feed and doing the weed pulling on that and so on and so forth. Then HWC is going to provide an analysis of plant material that did not survive, and will, as well as a revised planting plan that guides the landscaping contractor as to where the replacement plant material should go, and they're going to have that to us by the 5th of August, and then the landscape contractor is to replace all the plants that did not survive before October 15th in order to ensure the new plant material survives winter. So that's the status on that.
Okay, that's good, because that's the other part I was looking at, where those,
yeah,
they do look terrible, so I'm glad you're hitting it.
Is this the part on the gateway, or is this the
gateway.
Part on...
Gateway.
Okay,
gateway.
I thought you guys at first were talking about the SimCenter, the drive itself,
yeah.
So you weren't even talking about that at all to begin with.
We discussed SimCenter first,
okay.
And then we've gone from that, and we're on to the gateway at this
okay.
point.
So did Cooks put the plans
no.
in?
No.
No, they didn't.
Who put the plannings?
They're not from anywhere around.
Okay, there. I didn't know. I figured NDOT hired them. Wasn't that the way? I don't.
Yeah, NDOT hired. They're a subcontractor of Morphy Engineering, who got
okay.
that job. Morphy contractor.
So that subcontractor.
Okay. I got you.
That
yeah.
subcontractor will come up with a plan by August 5th, planting by October
yeah.
15th.
October 15th.
And so you asked Cooks, because they've done the one on SimCenter.
I asked Cooks
okay.
to come back to provide a maintenance plan for the garden this year. Now, I stated to council Monday night when the question was raised is that we put in the budget for two additional people for the street department, with the thought being that we wanted to do with part-time help out there. We get two additional people for the street department. I think that would free up a person to be able to go out there and maintain that mulch patch during the course of the year. So what we're probably looking at here with Cooks might be a short-term issue, and then go into it where the city is taking care of the maintenance on it, which we are already doing the mowing and the weeding around there, but then have the city take care of the maintenance issue as it moves forward into the future.
I think that makes sense, especially if we're going to have somebody out there anyway to mow it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We can do everything at one time.
Yep.
So, good.
Vision Park.
Yes.
The mayor was going to get us a quote on the
stripes. Don't have it.
Okay. The Willow Ridge.
And Willow Ridge. That's where the two new sensors were ordered.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. Anything else on the TIF districts? Okay. Continue on. Minutes from June are not available. What do you have? You've looked into that.
Yeah, I'll write them up, Jim.
You'll do them?
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah. In fact, I really would have had planned on having them ready, but I didn't have enough time with the 4th of July, and I just got back from vacation and a few other things, but I'll write some of them for it. I've
okay.
got the motions down for it, so.
Yes. I was going to say, if you need anything, I think I have those. I know I have those.
I
so.
Know you do, too. So. And
I'm
I do
sure
too,
you do.
So. All right. Yep. I'll
okay.
do that.
Thank you. The financials, I have reviewed those, and I didn't have any questions. The other thing I will say that I do like is the plan that Jim Higgins has come up with.
We sat down and discussed that at length, and I said, you've given those to me in the 11th hour, and it makes it difficult to get them out for everybody. We need to just back it up to a certain date, say, we're going from here to here, and then we'll be a week or so in arrears, but we're moving forward with a lot of the bills and invoices. You're going to see there's assumptions of what their area is going to be, and they're going to try to get ballpark close. And it'll be accurate to about a week prior to the meeting, I think, a week or so. But it gives you guys plenty of time to look at them.
Mm-hmm. I think that's helpful. Any questions on the financials? Because again, you've all had those to review. I have looked through those, and I didn't see anything.
No, I have. No,
I didn't. So, okay. Bills and claims. Have you reviewed those? I think they've been.
Yeah.
They've been around, and most of those are pretty cut and dry on what they are.
Now this email. What is that? Bills and claims.
That's a summary. That's the invoices right there.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Yeah, that's helpful too.
That's the invoices.
Yeah, that's basically what this is.
Yeah.
Right, that's exactly what this is.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Okay. I like
that. And then
that.
The other notebook, which I regretted, I thought I should have sent that. That's a disbursement request for the Greenville Avenue Phase 1, 2, and 3. Okay?
Yeah.
And I'll send those as well that way too. Then.
Oh, okay. That's helpful too.
They're just done in a little different format because that money is actually. I have to request it from Regions Bank. It's not through.
Okay, any questions on bills and claims? Otherwise, the financial report, bills and claims, I do need a motion to approve.
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Thank you. And the Cooley construction disbursement payment, we paid that, am I correct? You sent an email out on that.
Oh, yes. After you were okay with it. Jim, the one you want me to have clarification right. on the meeting before?
Yeah.
Yes, yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, I thought so. I just was looking at my notes mm-hmm. and I wanted to make sure yep. that that's what
they've
happened.
Been paid.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And then the Greenville, the docking on that.
Yeah.
And I think about all those are to handle my own claim right now, if I remember right. But second page, Jim may tell you.
I'll read these.
Yeah, okay.
HWC, Greenville inspection with all the Indiana numbers, $3,610. Engineering on the Greenville Phase 3, $70. Engineering on Greenville Avenue Phase 1 and 2, $5,232.50. And you're right, they are all Hannah Weigel. And then engineering on the Greenville Avenue Phase 1 and 2, $5,517.56. And then the total engineering, total due is $14,430.06. And all the breakdowns are in the book here. And it's basically what it is an hourly breakdown. Of their engineers.
Surveyor, inspector, I should say,
yeah.
probably. Yeah. Yeah. That's what we request. I think that's money well spent.
It's all here. I think
it's money well spent.
Any questions on that? If not,
make motion to accept the Greenville docket.
Okay. For $14,430.06.
I'll second it.
Motion made by Jim Nunez, seconded by Conan Wallace. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed?
I noticed we left one item off of old business.
What did it do?
Was our communication.
I do have that down.
I know you and I talked about it.
Yeah, we'll talk about the website.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I do have it down here to discuss. I think we have one more item that I had to is the website. What's the status on that? I know, Mary, you've sent.
We're moving forward with EGOV strategies.
Okay.
as was requested, you said you had me send it back to council. Jim is aware of that.
Absolutely.
And then council authorized to move forward with it, and we're moving forward with it.
It's good. That's good. Is there, and then the other item here is we haven't, J.P. Hall, we haven't seen. Was there, do you know, did he expect us to take action, or is this just an update on the, what he's doing?
Is that from Richard Denny, what
yes.
you're looking at?
Yeah.
He brought that into the office and just laid it on my desk and walked
oh.
out. I wasn't there when he did it, and I didn't know.
He had brought that into me and said, here's my plan, if that's what I'm thinking of, and I looked at it and I thought, that's a sketch.
That's a plan.
It's a sketch, and the truth is, it needs to go to the committee anyway.
Yeah, it's a sketch. I said, he doesn't really show anything. I said, they're not going to, but I can tell you they're not going to let you use vinyl, or they're not going to let you use anything like that on there.
No, that's, well, it's not a plan.
No, it's
plan,
not.
But the committee's going to have to rule on that, and they can do that.
And when I seen it, I went over to talk to him, and he was telling me about all the windows and the door, how he's going to redo it like it was back in the day. And I said, yeah, but that's, this here, this is just a problem. You know, there's a committee that you have to, say, oh yeah, I know the committee. And I said, you have to submit wording, not a picture of, look, the windows and how they're going to enter and how the windows are going to be framed up. And I said, that's well and good, but this is just a sketch,
yeah.
You know, and we need more detail. And I thought he understood, you know, when I left him, that he was going to go back to whoever. And but yeah, he had a bunch of these meetings. And it's great.
There were more copies I could have gave you. The same thing if you wanted them.
I know.
I think we have enough, because the truth is, until they meet and decide, we can't do anything with this.
Yeah.
One other item is, Jim Higgins has taken care of that, is the annual TIF report.
Been mailed.
It's okay. And it was due August 1st, so that's all. This whole summary's been sent in, and we have followed what we need to do. So.
And notifications also to the other taxing.
Yes, those have all been taken care of. But it's good to have them in the habit, yeah. So that we're aware of that. That's all I have to come before the commission. Just so you know, are you here both just to observe? Okay. One, we're glad to have you. Welcome. Glad to have you.
Are you speaking for yourself on that, or are you speaking for everybody?
Oh, wow. On behalf of us, you're welcome to be here.
I'm glad to have
yes,
you.
Yes.
And this is an absolutely record time for one of our meetings.
That would be correct. Yeah.
I don't think we've been able to do one under an hour for quite a while.
Jim's got a sore throat.
I would talk longer.
Okay.
Can you take public comment on these?
Sure. Go right ahead.
Well, I just had a question on this last item that you were discussing, the sketch. What does it actually pertain to?
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't really. What it is the facade program, and one of our businesses is working with the facade committee, and what they've done is one of the things you have to do to get a facade grant is present a plan that the facade committee either approves or rejects. If it approves, it moves forward to the redevelopment commission to accept it. And then if we do, then it can move forward.
And the facade committee is a subcommittee under the redevelopment committee?
It is.
Okay.
It is, and at this point, what we're looking at is a sheet of paper with, you can see some pretty rough drawings on it. One, it shouldn't come to us to begin with. Two, it should have gone to the committee, but I can safely say that's not going to pass. It's going to have to, there's going to have to be a lot more information in depth to fit into all of the guidelines. And there's a book probably this thick, that covers the side drains. Okay?
Thank you.
You're aware that we had a facade program that was kind of a federal program some years back, and there were what?
I want to say nine, seven or nine.
Yeah. Not that many people that participated in that. And then we thought, well, that's a pretty good idea. Why don't we continue that? But maybe the federal program was really ridiculous in a lot of areas. You know, one of those, and I was one of the participants, but the four windows on the second floor of my building, in time and material, they probably spent roughly $800 per window reconditioning and repainting those windows. Now, I could have bought new Anderson windows, thermal pane, that would have looked just like them for $250. So, you know, like anything, yeah, you want to keep the historical look, but there's more than one way to do it.
Sure.
And spending five times what you have to is not necessary. So we wanted to temper our program a little bit, put a little bit of common sense into it.
So you had the flexibility to modify.
Yeah.
I see.
Yeah.
But you still have to have the historical.
Yeah. We still want to keep the historical appearance, but, you know, one, you can do it cheaper. Two, those new windows would have been maintenance free. Mm-hmm. I'll have to hire somebody to paint those again in about 5 years.
So what's the cost to the business?
Pardon me?
What's the cost to the business to refurbish their grant?
The grants are up to $20,000 one-to-one match.
And that downtown really looks nice.
Yeah. So so if they have a project, if Scott has a project that has a $10,000 price tag on there, and then he goes out and he gets approval from the committee, and then the redevelopment commission approves that, he goes in and he spends $5,000 out of his pocket before he comes back before the committee and says, I have met my half of that match. Now I need you to participate going forward, if I'm not mistaken.
I think they actually, don't they fund it all and then we refund the 50%
up to $20,000, no matter what. It's a reimbursable. You have to go ahead and fund it, you the owner, and then you bring the bills in and the commission approves it because the committee's already approved it. But it's definitely, if Vicki spends $10,000, she has to spend $10,000, she'll be reimbursed $5,000.
That'd be, I'll take that.
That'd be nice, that's a thing.
But you know, there's specifications on that, you know, for that reimbursement.
Who actually reimburses you, the city or is that?
Tax dollars, the city.
Well, okay, yeah. Because you're mentioning the federal government has.
No.
Well, the
that was the original. That program is over and done with.
Yeah, maybe one more summary on that is, after the federal program, we looked at it and said we want something more practical. Yeah. So the city of Winchester now has their own program, which is not federal funds. And it allows, like Scott said, to replace a wooden window that's going to deteriorate, it can be replaced with one that is much more energy efficient and not, doesn't require the maintenance. That's just one thing. There's several things there.
Yeah.
But it's also, when you look at the successes that the city's had, if you just look around the area, the downtown area, I think it's really done a lot of good.
A major compliment from folks in Portland that say, yeah, we may have more jobs than you, but your downtown is way ahead of ours.
So, yeah. And with that,
I don't know that they've got more jobs.
Yeah, that may not. But with that also is the mayor went out and found this firm, mm-hmm, that deals with this kind, you know, because they already had that, the government. And when the mayor went out and found these people and this is what we're looking for, brought all kinds of, you know, it took a while to get all our footing on it.
You know, the original one or the one you're talking about?
The one we're doing now. The one we're doing now.
We use Historic Landmarks of Indiana to administer it. And that's...
Guidelines.
Guidelines, and so...
It's a good program.
It is a good program. And we, they like, the Historic Landmarks only charges us $3,000 a year to administer this program. I think we're getting a very good deal out of that.
You know, the caveat to the federal program was that we had to sustain, continue the program after it was done, and we've done that.
Yes.
Continue to do that, so...
I didn't know that.
Yeah, they said, don't come back asking for any more money for this. You've got to be able to continue moving the project.
I wouldn't worry on it.
And the other key to it is there's good oversight from that committee, and the other, and then one other thing, and Vicki said it, is the money goes in first. It's, the buy-in comes from the building owner.
Yeah.
Because their money comes in first. It's not like someone comes with a $10,000 request and we give them five. It's not until they can prove with receipts what their expenses were and follow all the guidelines.
Do the expenses have to be paid, or could have they taken a loan out against the property that...
Well, that doesn't...
They're all been paid.
Been paid, has to be paid.
Well, even if they took a loan out, they would pay the bills.
They have to be paid.
I guess we don't care if they did it with a loan or not.
We have a revolving loan fund that would be happy to loan money on a 4.5% interest rate.
I want some money fee on it, too. Unless my investor can make me some more money on my money. This is just, I mean, I don't know if you want to hear this or not. I'm not talking for Sean and I both, I'm just, we've discussed things a lot, and I've discussed things with Joe a lot. The one thing that I think makes a big difference, because, I mean, you guys know, as people come into the golf course to play golf, is their impression of what Winchester leaves on them. And the girls who played with us a couple weeks ago, we said, go to Everett's downtown. I mean, or go to Wicks, you know, and tell them where to go. And I heard from a couple of them, because we're going to go back and play with them on the 21st. Boy, appearance means a lot. And I heard from a lot of people who said, you know, I'd like to move to Winchester. It looks like a nice little town. You know, even retired people or people who are looking for a job or have a job, I think appearance means a lot.
Yeah.
Don't underestimate how much that has on people's ability to say, I want to come into this town.
Well, I think you're so right. There's no doubt. I mean, it's quality of life is what you're really talking about with that.
Well, and you full well, you know very well, school system has a lot to do with that. Jim Meinerding has had more to do with economic development than anybody in this room by far. He made a lot of what happened in Portland happen. He was part of that group. And he will tell you, he's kind of like me. He's got a way of making things simple. If a business is looking at your community, the people that are going to decide if they're coming or not are the executive's wives. Okay? Because they're going to look at education, they're thinking of the kids. That's who's going to make that decision. And that's who we need to cater to.
And with that I've learned is by having a cemetery out there that it's worth, you know, where for the future, it also blends in with the community itself by having something nice like that.
What
all blends together?
It's a puzzle, and there's all these pieces, and you hope that you have enough people working with the different pieces to keep their part of it looking right and working to move ahead. And I believe that the county and the city, and really Union City is doing it too. They're moving ahead. There's a lot of things moving in the right direction, and I don't have it in front of me right now, and I can't remember, but. The unemployment rate in Randolph County, you know, there's unemployment rate, there's underemployment rate, pardon?
4.7.
Yeah, 4.7%. And we have more people working in Randolph County right now than we have had for years.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of things that are going right. They're going the right direction. And then the other one to follow up on what you were saying, Missy, there's one group in economic development that's now saying, and I don't know that it's totally right, but they're saying, you know, prepare your community for people to live there. And it's not necessarily that they all have jobs, that come from your community. I have a question, I'd have to question that, whether that's right or not. But the fact that you have them there, paying taxes, going to church, buying in your stores, those kind of things is what you want. But if you, and the other side of that then is, if you have them all working in Randolph County, but then they go home to another county, then you have to be really careful on what did you really accomplish anything? And it's, you know, it's one you have to weigh it out, but the whole balance, I think, is what's going to be important to the future of this county and this city, is that we keep that in mind all the time. And this is a perfect time to say it is. And the other thing is that we keep the balance in politics so that we remember that the politics isn't nearly as important as what, that we do the right thing for the people. And that's what we have to do, is make those decisions to do the right thing for the county and for the city.
Like Main Street, we're getting four new families down Main Street by me on South Main. And I just, you know, Vicki and I, we go over there and just say hello and introduce ourselves and stuff. And all of them are working here in Winchester, where they were working at other, they lived at other places, and now they're renting to own and stuff, and they're making improvements on that. And it's just a good little community that they just figured, man, I want to live here.
Just send Vicki from now on.
Yeah.
I'm kidding.
No, I know. But anyway, it's just one of those things that really ties it in together.
I think it is a really nice community. I mean, obviously, I've been here for 36 years, and I feel really blessed to have worked in the school corporation here. It's been a great occupation for Al and I. But to keep the community looking, and I'm not saying it has to be million-dollar houses. I don't mean that by any means.
Yeah.
But that people keep their properties up. They're encouraged to keep their properties up. I talked to Dallas Osteen on the phone this afternoon, because, I mean, I shouldn't, but I'm a taxpayer, and I don't want to come across them complaining as a teacher. I'm a taxpayer, and when I drive by the new high school, middle school right now, and there's weeds this high, it's not putting out a very good appearance. Mm-hmm. And when there's white stuff running down, I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's something you can solve.
The
gutters are rusty, people are stopping me and going, you talked us into voting for that first referendum. I'm glad I didn't, because look how they're taking care of this building now. And I think things like that, I don't think we realize how many people pay attention to stuff. You know, like weeds up to here and stuff. I think you just, and it doesn't take much time. And I know Jim and Scott are going to say, you like to be out in the yard, and I do. But everybody can go out and spruce things up just a little, you know.
Well, it is that pride.
I'm sure they've got plans.
It is that pride. And the problem is when those weeds grow and nobody sees them after a while, and once they get used to them,
right,
that's when you have a real problem.
Yeah.
It's when people are seeing that there's things that need to be done, but you just can't have it, because you don't know when that next employer is going to be coming through, or you don't know when that person that's going to make the decision whether your industry stays or leaves is coming through, because it's all the time. It is all the time.
You should have your bow tie on all the time.
That's right.
And that's why in the state of Indiana, well, I think the mayor went to a couple of those sessions, blighted.
Every community's dealing with it.
And just to deal with it, well, now they've changed some of the rulings that's for the cities to control a little bit better, because there wasn't. You know, there are so many little drawbacks to it. Now, with all these new ruins and stuff, it's a little bit more bite to help those blighted properties. At least mowing them, you know. And then the rest of it will go by verbals and all kinds of stuff, you know, safe, those kind of things all over the city.
Yeah, because I heard that a lot, too. That's probably the number one thing I heard was vacant houses. And you know, you're so constrained on who owns the house, what can you do with it, and who can afford to, you know. But when young families have a home right next to them that has become abandoned, and now the windows are knocked out, and you know, and not just young families, but all kinds of people. I was amazed at how many vacant houses were in this community when I walked the streets. And that's, I mean, there's a lot. I was shocked. And a lot of people like to point them out, and you can notice them when you're walking in the streets, but it would be discouraging. I mean, there's a house down on South Meridian, that yellow one that's got plywood, my goodness. The neighbor across said that they have, what do you say, vermin or whatever in the crawl space near whatever the basement. And I said, oh, well, you know, and I said, and so I walked over there, and sure enough, out came an opossum. You know, and that's what you have to, and that's discouraging for people.
However, you have had some success on getting rid of some of these blighted properties down by the old Bunsels, I believe. Mm-hmm. The house there for a while there and been down, so.
It's a real process, and I, you know, Scott was talking about the economic development is when the mayor has been really good about that. Is if you have a prospect, if you have any decision maker, and you're actually showing them your community, even, you know, think about where you would drive, what streets would you take to show someone the positives in your community. Because it's there's a lot of nice areas, but you have to plan carefully even what streets you're going to go down, because you can really get into some doozies, and so you have to be careful. But
those people deserve to be represented too.
Sure.
As I walk, and I know you agree with that, but as I walk District 1 and 2, you know, I've had those kids in school because I've been here so long, you know, or Al has, and those people deserve representation. They deserve every house, no matter how poor or how rich, they're still people who want a good quality of life. And I think our town's done a pretty good job in that. I really do. I think we've provided good school system for them, good churches, good community leaders. I really do. I know I was criticized by my opponent quite a bit because I had pie in the sky attitude about things, but you know what, this town can be as positive as you want it to be. There's a lot of great things. What other community has a YMCA? My son said it best when he was about 10. And my parents came and they were watching for weekends. We went away and we came back and my mom and dad said, this town has all kinds of stuff. And I know that's been 17 years ago. I hadn't thought about it. Taught here for 10 years or longer than that because he was 10. And they said, yeah, we saw the city pool. We saw your library. We saw your YMCA. I'm thinking, I don't know. I mean, you just take it for granted. People take a lot for granted.
Yes,
this community has a lot. Don't bother me.
No, it's good. I appreciate both of you coming and your input. And is there any other business to come before the Redevelopment Commission? If not, we will adjourn. One other thing I'll say, and I've already hit just about everybody. I have tickets for the HIP-SIPs. It's an annual fundraiser for cancer services of Randolph County.